Climate change groups are trying to get the state comptroller to divest the state's pension funds from fossil fuels, as New York City recently agreed to do. The state has more than $6 billion invested in fossil fuels. Divest New York organized a protest outside the recent fundraiser for Tom DiNapoli.
My name is John Ingram, and I'm part of 350 NYC. I became involved and interested in climate change back in the 70s, when the ideas first started coming out, the science first started coming out about it, something I was tracking for a long time. But I started becoming more and more engaged as an educator at the United Nations School with my students and with other projects around there. And then when I retired from teaching, I started working with 350. I feel like it's the single issue that is going to determine our future, and it's something that needs to be dealt with much more immediately than people are thinking about it right now. I believe that there is strong hope with the shift from renewables over fossil fuels, but it's going to be a very close race. And I think whatever we can do to make people aware of this issue, obviously divestment is a key method for gaining awareness at a certain level at least, and can have a big impact around the world if it's a movement that grows. And so far, New York has been very significant in making it grow. So I'm glad to be part of this movement.
My name is Dia Hearn. I'm with 350 NYC, and we're here as part of our a campaign to get fossil fuels out of the state pension funds. We need Tom DiNapoli to take responsibility for the future of our investments and get them out of fossil fuels now. And this is because the fossil fuels, we don't want to be investing in something that's totally devastating the planet and contributing to global warming, and we don't want to lose our money because fossil fuels are tanking, and we need to be investing in clean renewable energy at this point.
And why hasn't the state divested so far?
They say that they say it's because of fiduciary responsibility, but the data at this point show that it's more responsible to get out of fossil fuels.
My name is Margaret Perkins. I live in New York City, and I'm an active member of 350 NYC, and I have been for many years. And the reason why I'm here today is climate change is real. We have to fight this day by day, every chance we have, from every angle. And one of the principal ways we can weaken the oil companies, which are responsible for global warming, is to divest, to withdraw the capital from their operating expenses. And we've been very successful. New York City is divesting from the pension funds. But DiNapoli, who controls the state pension funds, will not divest. And that's why we're here today. And since New York City has divested, a couple of other major cities have divested. I think Cambridge University divested.
American Medical Association yesterday.
That was what I was thinking of. AMA, which is huge because they're very conservative. You know, they don't make political statements. So that was big. So it's definitely picking up steam. People are aware of it. So divestment is a great tool. It forces people to about personal responsibility, because if your pension is invested, you're making a profit off the oil companies destroying the planet.
Nancy Romer from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm a member of the Professional Staff Congress of the City University of New York, which is an American Federation of Teacher Local representing 25,000 members.
And why are you here today?
Because I want to see pension funds divested from fossil fuels. The monetary value of fossil fuel stocks are going steadily down. We have to protect the financial solvency of the pension funds, and we have to do the right thing for the planet. We have to make sure that there's a safe planet for the next generations. And to have $6 billion of state worker pension funds invested in destructive and losing risky investments in fossil fuels is crazy. We have to dump them now.
And why should unions support divestment?
Well, protecting their pension fund values is a major reason, and protecting the future for their families and everyone else's families is the second one. Public workers, whose money is in the pension fund now, public workers spend their entire work lives working for the public interest. Why would they want their pension money to be working against the public interest? It doesn't make sense. We want to be consistent. We want to have good investments that have a good return. But we also want to protect the future of the planet for humans. And that's what divestment will help to do.
Okay, my name is Dorian Fulvio. I'm a concerned citizen.
And you're out here?
I'm out here because I'm concerned about our climate, and I'm concerned about the pensions where my money is invested. So I don't want them invested in stocks that are going to tank. I'm worried about the carbon bubble. I want to invest in renewables to get our climate to where it needs to be and to get our city and state healthier. All of the above.
And if the state controller walks over and says hello, what would you say to him?
Hey, Tom DiNapoli, make my pension fossil free. That's what I will say.
Hi, I'm Ruth Foster. I'm with Fossil Free. I'm with Divest New York, and we're here to protest outside of Tom DiNapoli's fundraiser. We want him to stop investing in fossil fuels that are ruining our climate, because we don't want to fund climate destruction.
Hey, Tom DiNapoli, make our pensions fossil free. Hey, Tom DiNapoli, make our pensions fossil free.
That was WOOC with coverage of the efforts by 350 NYC and Divest New York to get the state comptroller to divest the state pension funds from fossil fuels.